The City of San Antonio Revitalize SA Corridor Leadership Program offers no-cost training for those interested in neighborhood commercial corridor revitalization. Over 9 months, participants will obtain leadership and strategy skills and have an opportunity for grant funding. Applications at sanantonio.gov/EDD/revitalizeSA. This nonprofit message is underwritten by the Economic Development Department.
From Texas Public Radio, this is Texas Matters, a weekly radio news magazine that looks at the issues, events, and people in the Lone Star State. Today on Texas Matters, Corazon Abierto, Mexican-American voices, and Texas music. This is Texas Matters from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. Texas is rich with music of almost every genre, and Kathleen Hudson has been busy documenting the stories of Texas music makers. Hudson is the founding director of the Texas Music Heritage Foundation in Kerrville and is the author of several books about Texas musicians. Her latest is Corazon Abierto, Mexican-American Voices in Texas Music.
My first book came out in 2001, and it was a collection of interviews with Texas songwriters. And I looked at that book and realized that I had omitted a lot of women. So in 2007, I had another oral history that was a collection of interviews with women in Texas music. So again, I thought I was through with this oral history. And then I realized that I really wanted to collect another set of voices out of the Mexican-American culture. No me salga sola nombrarme a la fuerza de la migración. Un dolor que siento en el pecho es mi alma que hiere de amor. Pienso en ti y tus brazos que esperan, tus besos y tu pasión. Tish Hinojosa and I have known each other a long time. I heard her at the Kerrville Folk Festival. She was an important chapter in my Texas songwriter oral history. So when we talked this time, and of course I named her chapter Dreaming in the Labyrinth, we just looked at her passion for her culture. We looked at what she's doing currently with the Texicana Mamas, where she and Stephanie Urbina Jones and Patricia Vaughn perform with the intention of carrying the heritage forward. And so while Tish and I had this conversation about her life, we also talked about inspiration. We talked about friendship. You know, different kinds of conversations came up with different people. Josh Baca, I mean, the Tex-Maniacs have been coming to Shriner University for years. I've brought them to the coffee house I produce. And this whole project almost began and ended with a Tex-Maniac performance. And they inspire me. In fact, when I had a chance to choose a couple of you know, quotes for the beginning of the book, how far I am from the land where I was born is the translation of a Mexican folk song. And, you know, que lejos estoy del suelo donde nacido. And always listening to the Tex-Maniacs sing that, my heart expanded. And I'm sorry, I'm not fluent in Spanish. I love, love, love the language. Mi corazón abierto. I just love what the music makes me feel like. And when the Tex-Maniacs play this Mexican folk song, I've watched huge audiences just be completely engaged. And then I've watched them at Shriner University talking to 10 students. So I'm inspired and I'm moved by the people who are part of this project. And sometimes I was sitting in the house with Flaco Jimenez. So I went to many Conjunto festivals, and I interviewed some of these people at the San Antonio Conjunto Festival. But Flaco and I were sitting at his house. My friend Chumbe Salinas is sitting there with her video camera to document this conversation. Flaco's comfortable with me. We actually spent some time in Montreux, Switzerland together. I ended up at the Montreux Jazz Festival. Bob Dylan was playing. Flaco invited me backstage, and all of a sudden Dylan's people come out and say they want to talk to Flaco. And before you know it, Flaco's on stage with Dylan. And I was just observing the whole thing, wondering how on earth did I get here? Because I am also quite a Dylan fan. And to see Flaco and Dylan playing together and to have been at that table when Flaco got up and said, you know, Dylan wants to talk to me. So when I'm interviewing him, we talk a little bit about what his relationship to Bob Dylan means. And so the intimacy of having been in many different situations with him. Now, that's not true of all the artists. Leslie Renega, a young woman in Austin, friend Gavin recommended that I talk to her, and I did not know her. So that was an introduction, and she was finishing up her college years, and she was talking to me about how important it was to learn the history and how she made these choices to sing in a country where her mother could not even cross the border to come see her perform. So that's a very different kind of conversation.
America, you are foreign, now you're mine. Met you when I was a child from across the borderline. You let me be the best version of myself.
And I'm really thrilled that what I ended up with in this collection feels to me like a lot of texture. I mean, I talked to Marissa Rose Mejia when I saw her playing, you know, outside of Mi Tierra in San Antonio. And here she was, maybe 10 or 11, up on this stage singing. I invited her to our school, to our coffee house. I had her perform at a couple of events. I interviewed her. Pretty sure she's the youngest in the book. Rick Del Castillo, who plays with the beautiful Del Castillo band, he brought me into his studio. And we ended up talking about what was in the studio and how he recorded there. But then we ended up talking about his travels and his influences. And Patricia Vaughn had told me, be sure you talk to Rick. And Ernie Darawa, who plays every Tuesday night in Austin at the Mercado now. He has played with so many people, a wonderful drummer, and he's written his own book. Ernie has a book out. Max Baca with the Tex-Maniacs has a book out. And Stephanie Urbina-Jones, who, you know, her heartstrings are in San Antonio, she's gotten a mariachi group together put together a program of traditional country music with mariachis. I came over to the Blue Cat Studio in San Antonio, and she was the first to have mariachis on the Grand Ole Opry.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. No te lleves a mi hombre, por favor. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Aunque puedas, te lo ruego, por favor. Tu belleza sin comparación, cabello castaño y ojos esmeraldas y con piel del marfil. Sonrisa como la primavera, tu voz como lluvia de verano. No puedo competir contigo, Jolene. Sueño se labra de ti. No puedo contener todas las lágrimas cuando te llama, Jolene. Y fácilmente entiendo cómo podrías arrebatármelo y no sabes lo que es para mí, Jolene. Jolene, 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 Jolene. No te lleves a mi hombre, por favor. Jolene, 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 Jolene. Aunque puedas, te lo ruego, por favor.
And now Stephanie Urbina-Jones is in Peru leading a group on a shamanic experience, and she has a new book out called Shaman Heart, and she's gone down that path, and she'll be coming to Fredericksburg this December to play three nursing homes a day on a Christmas tour. Now, she was born in Fredericksburg, really grew up in San Antonio, but the foundation I used to run, the Texas Heritage Music Foundation, is sponsoring her to come do this music program in nursing homes. Now, this is a woman who's just coming back from Peru, and also a woman who's, of course, toured Europe, San Antonio woman, and she's just passionate about not only following her dream, but sharing it.
Give me some beer drinking music, good country music. Sing me a good beer drinking song. I come here every day.
So these are intimate stories that perhaps, when you're standing in the audience and you're really appreciating what's going on stage, this oral history, I feel, can add a little bit of depth to that appreciation as a collection of stories. It is not an encyclopedia. You don't open it up and say, oh, let's find out the bio of Billy Mata. But you could open it up to Billy Mata and hear him talk about his music, hear him talk about the dance, hearing talk about Western swing and who his influences were.
Play me some beer drinking music, good country music. Sing me a good beer drinking song. Thank you.
you can open it up to Linda Escobar, and you might have seen her at the Conjunto Festival. But when you find out her story and you find out her relationship to her father and why she produces a festival for veterans and her little song she wrote when she was 9 years old. You know, they're just different stories than you would ever find in an encyclopedia. Math professor, PhD, Armando Arciniega. And I heard him at a little place in San Antonio that is no longer there. And Santiago was there, and Armando was standing over in the corner. And I had no idea that he was a PhD math professor. And I found that out, of course, in our conversation. But I met him first at Carnitas Uruapan. That was in 2017. And we just had a wonderful time talking about teaching and the music. And when I interviewed him, I didn't go to his house. We didn't set up in a studio. I drove to a flea market, a big flea market in San Antonio. And yes, that's where we talked. So the location probably added to the interview. My goal would have been to cover every area in the state. I did drive out to El Paso, and I talked to a man out there who not only plays music on the border, Ruben Gutierrez, but he is a teacher. And it turned out that one of his students was in my class at Shriner University. So I drive out to El Paso. I love it. I'm on the road, and I go to the border, and of course I go to Rosa's Cantina, and I just love the flavor of the geography because I got on the road, because I followed these people. I went to the home of Santiago Jimenez Jr. He showed me pictures. He pointed to his studio. He talked about his father, of course, because he keeps his father's music alive. He also talked about his brother, Flaco, talked about the differences. But we did it in his home. And the location, you know, of the interviews, I went up to Austin and visited Rosie Flores and Patricia Vaughn. And we sat at the kitchen table and we talked about things like women talk about things. You know, I realized that the road and following these people around Texas was part of the experience for me. So the truth is, I don't really want to just sit in a studio and do interviews.
En mi cocina de amor.
I sort of had that feeling. Like, I didn't wait for anybody else to tell me to do this or for anybody to tell me it was important. It just was a calling I had, and I followed it. My suggestion is certainly to take advantage of what Texas has to offer. There's not a lot of books about the Iowa music scene. There are not Indiana music. But when you say Texas, anywhere around the world, somebody mentions music. And so we are rich with opportunities. And of course, to get out, listen to the music, support the music. There's so many different kinds of music. Texas has a very vibrant jazz scene. Of course, San Antonio is rich with singer-songwriter and conjunto. So it's very exciting to be in the field of Texas music. You know, Kerrville is home to the Kerrville Folk Festival, which just celebrated 50 years. I've been to every year but one. And this is a place you don't have to even know who the performers are just to have the experience, you know, being in Kerrville, Texas. And this folk festival is known all over the world. And a lot of these artists that we're talking about, I know the Tex-Maniacs and Stephanie Urbina-Jones, Patricia Vaughn, Tish Hinojosa might have even gotten her start. I think the authenticity of each voice in this book will be inspiring. Each of these performers spoke from their heart, and the conversations have this authenticity. And for me, that's one of the things that's most important in life, is that we honor our voice. And I would like to think that this collection of voices points to that.
Kathleen Hudson's latest book is Corazón Abierto, Mexican-American Voices in Texas Music. It's published by Texas A&M University Press. Hudson is the founding director of the Texas Music Heritage Foundation in Kerrville and the author of several books about Texas musicians. That's it for this edition of Texas Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm David Martin Davies. You can email us at texasmatters@tpr.org. You can find past Texas Matters programs on our show page or on our website at tpr.org, and subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast. And tune in again next week for another edition of Texas Matters from Texas Public Radio.